USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The gross domestic product drops nearly 1% for the second consecutive quarter, decreasing 1.6% annually. The White House has pushed back against calling the current economy a recession, as the economy is going to play a role in the midterm elections. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin said on Wednesday he has reached a deal with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on a bill to increase corporate taxes, reduce the national debt, invest in energy technologies, and lower the cost of prescription drugs. Senator Joe Manchin on the Chris Cuomo podcast.
I'm a very centrist. I tell people I'm fiscally responsible and socially compassionate, but I'm more of a conservative. You know, it's called a democracy. You would think that we have 60 United States Democratic senators right now. We're 50-50. We're in the longest time in history that we've ever had a completely divided Senate.
USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
A popular laxative has been recalled.
All flavors of magnesium citrate saline laxative oral solution have been recalled after reports of, quote, serious adverse reactions to the product. It is sold at CVS, Kroger, Rite Aid, Walgreens, and Walmart under a variety of generic brand names, usually in 10-ounce packages. Customers who possess the product should stop using it and return any remaining product to the place of purchase, the Food and Drug Administration has stated. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Actor Tony Dow, best known for his role as Wally Cleaver in the 1950s TV sitcom Leave It to Beaver, died Wednesday at the age of 77. His family and management team made the announcement a day after his death was announced prematurely. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Some 40,000 railway workers in the United Kingdom went on strike Wednesday over pay, job security, and working conditions. The union said strikes were necessary as wages have failed to keep pace with UK inflation. Like the United States, the UK battles its worst inflation crisis in decades. The nationwide 24-hour strike brought the rail network to a virtual halt with only 1 in 5 trains running. Doing whatever they want, the made-for-TV January 6 group is spinning a fake political spectacle. So says Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio on Newsmax. He claims the one-sided tale has been caught in 8 different lies. And now FBI and Department of Justice whistleblowers claim the judicial branch of government is corrupt with politically motivated investigators.
Well, no, it is part of a larger concern, obviously, the whole political nature of the Justice Department. And now we've had over a dozen FBI agents come forward as whistleblowers talking to us about this issue, to Senator Grassley, talking to our office about the school boards targeting moms and dads, treating them as if they're domestic terrorists, talking to us about concerns about January 6th and a host of other issues. So this is a real concern. And as the Judiciary Committee, charged with protecting the Constitution, the rule of law, equal treatment under the law, we got to get to the bottom of all this and make sure the American people have the truth and have the facts. If the American people put us in the majority, we're going to do just that.
The midterm elections are in November. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.